white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. I'll fucking
kill your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
Fuck. What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Don't call me a cunt.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Dwight. Oh, well, thank you for the applause. I appreciate it. You guys are so nice around here, you know. Oh, you guys are great. Look at you. Just sharing the love. Oh, I appreciate all of you. Wait a minute. The fuck is that? That's Crispy. Get your turtles in line. We don't need that. It's gross. It's gross. I forgot to turn the tablets on for the sound, for the music and the sound effects, so I gotta turn those on real quick. Yeah, my name is Dwight. I'm here to do the show. I didn't feel like putting the green screen up, so we're just gonna do the show regular. I think I fixed the camera because, like, last week my face looked a little red. Everyone's like, oh, you got sunburn. I didn't get sunburn. It's just the lighting. I'm still trying to fix that shit in here. But we're gonna do show. And we're going to make calls, and we're just going to have a great time, and hopefully the internet holds out this week. The internet went out. It was really weird last week, right? So the internet went out, and then at the same time, the 5G coverage and, like, cell coverage in the area all went out. So I couldn't get text or calls in and out. People were like, oh, you couldn't do the show. You should have just turned hotspot on your phone. No, there was no cell coverage. Like, the cell signals were down as well. It was fucked up. It didn't come back until almost 1 a.m., almost exactly when the show would normally end. I came back, so I was able to pop in for... they were in the middle of movie night at that point. Hi, I was trying to reach Michael.
Not his wife.
You're his wife?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling from Kroger's. Can I talk to him?
Kroger?
Yeah, I'm calling from Kroger.
Mike. There's somebody to talk to you, Kroger. Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hurry up. Here. Kroger's.
What about Kroger's?
Is he talking to you? I don't know.
Who is it?
The guy is at Kroger's. He's
Kroger.
Kroger's, the one
I'm
talking
about.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? This is Dwight over here at Kroger. And I understand that you had an opinion you'd like to express to us about us going completely self-checkout and doing away with the cashiers.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, with all due respect.
Sure. And I'm here to listen. I'm here in our PR department. And this, right. I actually got shuffled under a lot of my paperwork that was on my desk. I was supposed to call you several hours ago, and I'm actually glad I was able to reach you.
How'd you get my wife's number?
This is the number they had on the sticky note that was on my desk.
Because my number's completely different. And like I said, I'm not being disrespectful, but are you a top executive at Kroger?
I'm a senior. I'm not a VP, but I'm in the senior level of the PR department.
Here's what amazes me. Why does Kroger do everything that Walmart does? I mean, Walmart opens up 29 cashiers, self-cashiers, and now it seems like Kroger's following the path. I mean, it's like a lot of people don't like using those, you know, and it seems like nobody wants to have old-school customer service like I put on Facebook. You know, like there's no more bank tellers. I mean, you walk in the stores, they just want you in and out, hello, goodbye. There's no more customer service. They don't take care of their employees. I mean, it's just amazing.
Don't take care of their employees in what fashion, if I may ask?
Oh, not Walmart, but I mean, everybody's afraid of insurance. They want to get rid of people. They have, like, training centers and all these places.
Mm-hmm.
Kroger's do a good job, but I mean... But it seems like everything that Walmart does, Kroger follows right down the line. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can definitely see your viewpoint there because whatever Whole Foods does, Trader Joe's does. Whatever Trader Joe's does, Walmart does. Yeah. Whatever Walmart does, we do. It's kind of a copycat system.
Then I was right then. You know, look what happened to Food for Less.
What happened with Food for Less? They're not on our radar. What happened there?
Not owned by you guys. Owned them, didn't you?
At one point.
All due respect.
Yeah. At one point.
Anything I say, it's like all due respect. I mean, I'm not a businessman. I'm not a grocery guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like a customer. I used to go to Smith's all the time.
Okay.
And every time they get a great manager over there, they get rid of them, and they put training people through there. Now they're going to take all their cashiers and make it all self checkout. Me personally, all due respect again, I think it's a bad move. That's all.
Okay.
Everybody's.
Yeah, give me just a second. I'm just documenting this here real quick.
Right.
And
I will take that off Facebook. I definitely don't want to hurt Kroger, believe me.
Yeah.
I've been shopping for years. I got a card. I get good deals on it.
Okay, and if I were to make an assumption, so I'm assuming you shop with us, you eat food?
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. And do you specify yourself as a carnivore, herbivore? What is your specification? Well, I'm trying to document this.
With a question about what?
Do you eat meat? Do you eat greens?
Of course. The chicken, the, you know, I hit the deli a lot.
Well, some of our biggest complainers are usually vegetarians and vegans, so this comes as a surprise to me.
No. I'm old school.
Right.
I think everything organic and all this old school. I mean, I'm just like old school. When I heard the word organic, I think of more money.
Definitely. We slap like keto, organic, farm to table. Get extra money definitely from doing that. Now, did you read in the same article that we're also going to be going to drone deliveries?
Yeah, but I'd rather go get a drone.
Yeah.
You think that's going to work?
Well,
you know that's not going
to
work.
Well, basically, it's we can't trust our drivers anymore to go and deliver the food. So what we're going to do is we're going to pilot them by drone from the stores. And basically what will happen is a drone will come and it'll lower the food from approximately 30 feet in the air. The person will put their credit card into a basket. It'll then take it back up by drone back here. We'll run the card and then bring it back.
And you really think that's going to work?
Well, it's the only way we can get our employees to be honest is if we have them in a basically sealed in a hermetic room, to where we can keep an eye on them.
If you can't trust your employees, they shouldn't be working there then.
I agree, but we get kickbacks from hiring those people.
All right, okay. I don't think the technology. I mean, just like with these robo-cabs, Tesla, all this stuff. They're not ready for all this technology. You see what happens. How many more accidents are they going to have? They're not ready for the drones. They're not ready for Rolo things. And the banks, there's no more service. And now the grocery stores are all
do have less wrecks and property damage with our drones. We only crash about every three deliveries that we make. It actually only does damage to their house like every third delivery.
All right. I don't want to go back and forth. And I definitely don't want to be disrespectful.
Well, I mean, we don't want to go back and forth either, because you won't win this argument, you old pensioner. Okay, I'm just gonna put that out there right now.
You old pensioner.
I said you will not win this argument, you old pensioner, if we go back and forth with the arguments. Like I'll run mental gymnastics around you, is what I'm saying. I've got a degree.
In what?
Well, that's really. I mean, you don't pay my student loan bills. So I don't really have to tell you.
All right. Okay. All right. And again, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And all due respect, I'll even cancel the thing on Facebook. But I mean, I just think.
Oh, we already took it. We already took it down for you. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. All right. And hey, I'm glad you got your degrees and you're doing what you got to do in marketing. You know, that's good.
I'm purposely defaulting on my degree. So the average taxpayer has to pay for it, not me.
No, that's all right. Hey, I'm glad. And again, like I said, I don't want to argue or do whatever. Hey, I hope it works out for you guys.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd rather go through a cashier. That's all.
You'd rather talk to a cashier.
It's just a personal preference.
Listen, you little bitch. Like, we don't have to have cashiers here if we don't want to. And you can't force us to.
Of course not. No, of course you don't. Of course you don't. You don't have to have anything. No, you're right.
This is just how things are going to start running now. Since I voted for Biden, and this is the America I want to see.
You voted for Biden?
Right.
Okay.
And this is the America that everyone is entitled to.
No, you're right. Yeah.
This is the America this is the utopia.
Okay.
That was spoke upon back in Orwell's books back in the 80s?
Okay. Like I said, with me, my thinking is real old school. You know, I'm 70, like a young 70.
Yeah, what are you, Generation A?
I don't know what that means, but, I've been a casino dealer all my life, tried to get on the police force and then a casino dealer.
Why were you rejected from the police force?
Oh, physical agility, but yet I boxed and everything else.
How many minorities did you punch in the eye while you were boxing?
Oh, God. Black and white. I mean,
whites don't count. How many minorities did you punch in the eye?
I have no idea. I've had so many fights, and that was it. And then I was a casino dealer for so long.
You ever get into the Golden Gloves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Golden Gloves and then the champion, and then that was it. Then I moved out here in the mid-70s. So.
And you never went in? You didn't go any further? Or?
Oh, no.
Okay. Why was that?
No, I just... gave it up. That's all. I tried to get on the force. That didn't work out, so I went to dealer school, and that was it.
Okay. And I do have to let you know that I did order a background check on you before I engaged in this telephone call, because I need to know the type of people that I'm dealing with.
Oh, okay.
What is this charge for operating a sex computer without a permit?
Sex computer?
Yes, it says right here you had one count misdemeanor of operating a sex computer without a permit.
No, that's not me. I'm not into that stuff.
Okay, it says charge one misdemeanor, one sex computer.
I got a complete clean record with Metro.
Okay, is this possibly in another state before you moved here with these people?
Chicago originally.
Right. So you had a charge for a mobile sex computer.
Not me. Mobile sex computer? No, you got the wrong guy.
Okay, so there was no mobile sex machine in your vehicle. They said you were driving a Tesla, and it was licensed as
a Tesla.
Yeah, a mobile sex computer.
I wouldn't
sex
even
computer.
Get into a Tesla.
Why are you a big boy?
Yeah, about 6'3", about 265. If you checked me out, you would know that.
Well, the background date, I mean, it doesn't have current stats as far as your height and
no,
weight.
No, but I know where you got that from. No. Yeah. God, no. GM right. guy, and then I moved out
right.
here.
Got all right, let me type it. Hang
on a second. I'm Mazda now.
Tall and fat. Let me mark that down for the demographics.
No,
I'm marking for the demographics. They're saying anything. If you're 6'3" and you're over 189 pounds, you're fat.
Yeah. How about you?
Me, I'm 5'6", about 130.
Are you? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of root vegetables.
That's good.
I drink a lot of soy products, soy-based products, soy breads.
Well, that's good. Nutritionist type,
well, that's good. I used to suffer from a lot of toxic masculinity. I used to get in fights a lot. I used to have quite a bit of incidents when I would have road rage and stuff. So by drinking copious amounts of soy, I really tamped down my testosterone levels. I'm more tame these days.
That's good.
Yeah. They call me Soy Boy Dwight around here, and they mean it as an insult, but I take it as a term of endearment.
No, that's one thing I avoid at all costs is road rage. You don't know what a guy's come out of the car with. Guy cuts you off or does something, you just pull over, get out of the way. Thank God you didn't hit anything or you didn't get hit and move on.
Yeah, I ran, you know those smart cars, very small cars? I ran up on one time. I don't know if he was almost out of juice or what. And I got right up on him and I was honking my horn. And he ended up stopping right in the middle of the freeway and he got out and he had I don't know how to describe it. It was a suction cup phallic object and he stuck it right to the hood. Where the hood ornament would normally go, and I had to drive around the rest of the day with a penis that was glued to the hood of my car.
Jesus.
One guy took his pants, like his friend got out of the passenger side, took off his pants, and he said, if I win, I get to fuck you.
The power of alcohol. Huh?
I don't think he was drunk. I just you know how when people had big trucks and stuff, people are like, oh, what are they hiding? Are they hiding their small penis? Yeah. Well, I think this guy had a large penis, and he's like, yeah, I drive this smart car around to prove my manliness.
All right.
And then he fucked me right on the freeway.
Sure.
Yeah, he's like, oh, did you want this exit? Oh, here comes the entrance. Oh, I better go ahead and speed up to get up with traffic. And he really fucked me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I talk to your wife again real quick, just so I can confirm some of the details that you gave to me?
No, it's, that's the end of it. I mean, I don't want to go back and forth.
I just need to speak to your wife so I can confirm you are who you say you are, and then just ask her a few details. That's it.
I gave you my name. I gave you everything.
Right. But I don't know. I don't know you, and I just got to confirm with somebody. You know, she's your wife, so she should be able to confirm this.
What is your name, anyway?
My name's Dwight. And if I could speak with Mama Gordita, I would appreciate that.
Do not cross any wires. Do not cross any wires.
What wires are you speaking of?
With the number and the caller ID.
Yeah, I heard you were saying some wires were crossed.
No, the caller ID, caller ID.
Oh, what about caller ID?
On the number you called me from.
Right. Uh-huh. What about it?
I don't know.
Okay. Can I talk to your wife real quick?
Yeah, here, hold on.
Thank you.
The guy from Kroger, that's all.
What?
I don't know. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Kroger man. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. When's the last time you shop at Kroger?
I forgot now. Last Saturday, like that.
Okay. Do you want to leave Michael and come live with me at Kroger?
I don't know. It's up to you.
You want to come live with me? I'll give you better life.
What did he say? Hey, give me this.
No. You're better.
All right. I'll have a good night then, okay?
You will?
No, I said have a good night.
Oh, I thought you said you'll have a good night.
No, I thought I want to hang up now. I'll let you go. Okay?
Oh, but I want to talk. I want to talk more sweet things to your wife. You took the phone
my
away.
Sweet things to my wife. Yeah. I think that's the end of the conversation.
No, I was whispering.
Okay?
I was whispering sweet things to her.
That's enough. I'll talk to you later.
I was
later,
calling her
okay?
my little mama gordita, and I told her I was going to take her away from this life that you're providing.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
She's my grande mamita. I liked her in the beginning telling him to hurry up, like to get to the fucking phone. She was like, hurry up. Hurry.
She really
it's the
enhanced
Kroger
the responsibility
guy. It's the Kroger guy.
Gave you credibility.
Oh,
yeah, she's on our side.
She doesn't want to live there. That was a 90-day fiance marriage if I've ever heard it. That was definitely a green card marriage.
I got the green paper.
I don't need you now. I go live the Kroger life. I'm going to move to the frozen food section.
Cafe, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to make an order, if I might.
Yes, of course. What can I get for you?
Let me ask you, because it's my first time ordering. What comes in the soy soba salad?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We actually took that one off our menu.
Okay. I guess let me... what is in the detox salad? Do you still have that?
Yes, we still have that one. That one is going to have some mixed greens.
Do not cross sprouts, any wires.
Red
do
onions,
not do not cross any wires.
Pepper, tomatoes, and it's going to come with our yuzu and ginger dressing.
Okay. Does it have
Hello?
Salad? Does it have salad on it?
Hello?
Does it have lettuce? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, yes. I can hear you now.
Does that have lettuce on it?
It has spring mix.
Okay, but I'm trying not to get any no lettuce on my salad.
Okay, no lettuce.
On my
did
salad.
Do you mean romaine lettuce?
No lettuce, period, on my salad. I have a phobia I have a phobia with green colors.
Oh, okay. So the detox salad is going to come with sprouts.
Yeah.
And cucumbers.
Okay. Are your cucumbers green?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get some of the red cucumbers?
We don't have any red cucumbers.
Okay. How do I get cucumbers that are not green?
I think you might have to go to a different planet or get them mutilated.
Mutilated in what sense? I'm confused.
I don't know. I think you can use your imagination for that one.
Okay. What planet would you recommend to get the red cucumbers?
Maybe Mars.
Is it because it's the red planet?
Yes.
That's very smart of you.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a degree? Did you go to college?
Yes, I got a degree in... creativity and imagination.
I guess I didn't know those were certified degrees. Was this a community college?
Yes.
It was a community college? Okay.
Yes.
And at what point did you fail in community college that forced you to a life of salads and prostitution?
Okay, I am not going to answer that question. You have a good day, though.
I'm sorry, I hit a nerve.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Your holes are nice, honey. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. It's okay. Your holes are nice. You got some nice holes on you. You should be proud of it. You should be marketing that shit.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, I was trying to get a hold of Elizabeth.
Who's calling?
My name is Dwight.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the White Liberation Front, and we're calling in support of you after you're catching all the turmoil after the incident with the African-American gentleman in your phone.
What are you talking about?
Well, we found an article online that says you falsely accused an African-American man of stealing your phone. And so we're calling to pledge our support to you.
That is not me. You got the wrong one.
That was not you?
No.
We were just calling to let you know that it's your right as a white woman to blame anybody that you want for any type of crime.
No, I'm not even white. I'm Mexican. Like, dude, it's not
that's,
me.
That's white enough for me. Okay.
No, I get it, but it wasn't me.
Okay, but would you like to be here? She hung up. God damn it. Damn her.
Do not cross any wires. Do not cross any wires.
There's Clay again. Clay tried to zing him. Do not cross any wires. Horse Machine Ranch Person suggested that sound clip, as well as the alien clip in the beginning. But here we go. We're going to do the Patreons. There are 69 Patreons this month. And if you don't hear your name and you're like, hey, where the fuck's my name? This is the ultimate updated list. I just updated this. That means that your payment failed. You've slipped into the poor category. I'm just saying. So starting off from the top, these are your active Patreons for the month of August 2023. We have Axpa, of course, Jerry Seinfeld, Alexander Kronk, Audi Love, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brad Claus, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carlos Trin CPBJ, Crispy 808, David Jarvis, Derek Bentley, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmir, Dribbly Bob, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright. We have Eric Villavas, ESSLO1, Ethan Bentley, Fucking Slayer 69, Garbo, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Grunts, aka Derek or Derek, maybe it's French. We have Hamilton Water Baby, Haifang, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, James Harrington, Jeff Golden, Jen F, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Work Man, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split 972, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I'm not going to say your last name because I fuck it up, I don't even get close, Luke Jones, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Mark Wendo, Matthew Anderson, Max Power. We also have Milkbox, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, who came through with two donations, two hits on the Throne Alert already tonight, P.S., Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Sning, Pop, Papu, Pew, Ping. Okay, that's new. Sonam, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, Vandershire, Vitas Vitas, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and of course, You Bastard Fuck. And those are your 69 Patreons for the month of August. And give me a second here. I'll go pull up the members on the YouTube real quick and give you a little shouty shout. I just got to get over to the studio machine and figure out where the mother F it is. Memberships. Here we go. See your members. All right. So we have The Stranger, Reaper Slayer 48, Patrick T, No Name Lisa G, Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, Eagles 63, Victor, Charles Bernhardt, Mike D, Dr. Emmett Brown III, Greg the Flying Pollock, Icarus, Eternal Coco, Lickety Split 972, Edward, a.k.a. the Dab Man Harvey, Musical Muffin 68, The Hoss of Wonder, Cheeseburger 747, and Tyler 1206. And so those are your members of the Patreon and the YouTube channel.
Good evening, Bertani Pickle. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a question. Do you guys deal in reptiles, amphibians? I'm not sure what the classification of a turtle is.
We do. We only have aquatic turtles and tortoises, but okay. We do carry those guys right now. We've got red-footed tortoises, and we have red-eared sliders.
Okay, because I bought one. It's been several months ago, and so I felt because you guys dealt directly with this turtle in the past, you might know what the sound is that it's making, because I'm actually kind of concerned it might have to go seek a professional. Here, let me put this right up by the turtle here. What is this sound that my turtle is making?
I hate to laugh, but that is not a sound I've ever heard, so I would recommend going to a vet.
Yeah, it just...
If that is coming from a tortoise.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, it just... And usually it's at night. See, it's still going. I don't know what this is. And it only seems to do it when he mounts the other turtle.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I would seek out a vet.
Okay, so a vet would probably be the best option in this scenario then.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just wondering because I don't think they're having sex because they're both male. So I don't know what's going on here because, turtles ain't gay.
Could be.
Could be what? Where's Mary? Can I talk to her?
Who?
Mary.
Who is this?
My name's Dwight.
Who?
I'm Dwight. I'm trying to talk to Mary.
Mary who?
Mary Green.
Who is this?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight who?
Just Dwight is fine. First name basis is great.
Oh, no. No Mary Green live here.
Well, let me talk to Mary, motherfucker, you.
Motherfucker, you can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Hey, I'm an ex-felon. I ain't afraid to go to jail.
Hello?
Is that Dennis or is that, yeah, is that Dennis?
Denise,
I'm sorry. I'm calling from over here at Sleep Number. The bedding machine system that you ordered, and apparently you have some type of issue with, and you've been trying to get a hold of customer service, and that's me.
We're working with somebody at Sleep Number.
Right, and they went ahead and transferred that over to me. They said you cussed at them a lot and didn't want to. They said they would prefer if somebody else took over the case.
I don't think you're talking to me because. I didn't cuss at anybody.
I'm just saying that's what they told me, the reasoning for transferring the case to me.
Who transferred the case to you?
They said Kevin was in charge of everything, and they said that I was going to have to take it over. My name is Dwight, and I understand that you're having an issue with the uncomfortableness of the bed.
I hate the bed, period.
Right. And I do see because, I mean, our systems are very expensive, so we definitely want you to be happy with it. We don't want you to be, paying for something that you dread going to sleep in at night or anything like that. So that's why I'm here to help. I'm here for you.
Okay.
So what can you tell me, the particulars, about your bedding system, what your dissatisfaction is with it, and what I could possibly do to help you with the situation.
I don't want the bed, period. Okay. I don't want it.
Don't want the bed?
I don't understand. You said Kevin turned... Yes. I haven't talked... What? I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, Kevin transferred it to me.
Kevin is who?
Well, Kevin works over in the other department. He's in the department, but he hasn't worked here quite as long, so he doesn't have all
I
the...
I haven't talked to anybody from there.
Oh, he transferred. He said, I need to make contact with you about dissatisfaction with the bed.
Okay. Well, yeah, I am dissatisfied, but I don't know what the answers are.
Okay. And can I ask, what about the bed that you don't like?
I my back don't like it. There's nothing I can do about it. I get up, my shoulders hurt, my... hips hurt. I'm like, not me. I don't like to say. We've been waiting now. We're not going through this whole story again, but my bed wobbles, and so it's like they told the guys that came out to the house to look at our beds. It's like they said that somebody took the spacers out of the legs. There are no spacers in the legs that I can see because I got the new legs.
Yeah.
And then we're just waiting for some of them come put these things on. I just don't like the bed, and I don't like the problems we've had with Sleep Number, period.
Oh, as far as being able to contact us for support and things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple days where we just tried to call, and couldn't even get through. I mean, it's just,
I do see that you were trying to call through. We do have records of that. It was a holiday in India the day that you were calling, so they were closed as far as the customer service department. Yes, in the customer service department.
Okay, who is Kevin though? He works with you.
Yeah. He works with me. He felt he was ill-equipped to deal with your issues. He's afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions, which I'm going to bestow upon you. So I hope you're prepared for that. So you say your bed is wobbly. It's not leveled. Is it possible that your home is not level and you need to have a contractor come out and level your home for you?
No, I can walk in my bedroom and tap the bed with my knee lightly, and it wobbles. Okay. No, it's not the house. Okay. None of my other beds have done it. I mean, it's weird. I don't know. Okay. I should have looked deeper into this whole thing before I bought it.
Right. Have you tried a purple mattress by any chance? They're very comfortable.
No, I've never tried one.
Yeah, I bought one. They offered us, we actually get to take a Sleep Number home with us after you serve for 5 years here at the center. I turned it down and I spent $3,000 buying a purple mattress.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in our product. I just work here.
So I don't know what the answers are for this situation.
Okay.
My roommate has the same problem with her bed.
Roommate, do you both have Sleeping Numbers?
Yep.
Okay.
Got them.
And
at the same time.
Has there been, I'm trying to go through the warranty questionnaire here. Has there been any sex tried in the bed?
No.
Okay. Because we wanted to mark that down. The bed is only compatible with heterosexual sex. Though, so we can't guarantee your satisfaction with homosexual sex if that was being performed in the bed. That should have been covered during the purchasing time. Let me go ahead and mark this down. We type that on down. Get a nice print job of that. Let's see. And now, did you try placing a newspaper, maybe folding it like origami into small squares and possibly placing it under the bed of the...
No, I shouldn't have to do that for a $5,000 bed. No way.
Right. Declined folding paper option for a fix.
I mean, that's not...
Let me knock that. All right. I'm just marking this down. This is just lawyer speaks. I got to check these boxes. If I don't, they come back at me.
Sleep Number should come and figure out what's wrong with it. Why should I have to stuff something in there?
Right. Well, it's a temporary fix option. Because if you level the bed out, I think it's going to really improve upon your back performance in the bed.
That's not for me to do. The bed should be working.
All right. We're 100% sure that the house is level and plumb, that it's not uneven, it's not the floors, it's not the joists.
No.
All right. No. Let me go ahead and get that typed down. All right. Get a print job on that one.
You know it's 11:30 at night
in Ohio,
right?
I don't care. So let me go through the rest of this.
What do you mean you don't care? It's 11:30 at night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. So let's see here.
Well, I care that you're calling me at 11:30 at night.
Okay, but that's not my concern. Okay, so the floor is level.
I'm not
going
to talk to you at 11:30 at night.
You will talk to me any goddamn night I tell you to. I will call you at 1:30 in the morning. You will speak to me like a good little doggy.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Bark for me, doggy.
Wow. You're weird.
Now, do you want to stop being a dumb and do this?
I'm not talking to you, period.
You're going
to
talk
to me. You're rude and ignorant.
Now, hey, you're a stupid ignorant, okay? Now, let's get this figured out. Do you know how to push the buttons? I'm going to call back. You think that's the end of it? You think you get to just hang up whenever you want? That's not how we roll.
Oh.
Yeah. How can you and this poor person afford $5,000 beds apiece? That's $10,000 worth of... Hey, don't interrupt me again.
I'll interrupt you. You're an idiot.
That's $10,000 worth of beds.
You are being transferred to 110.
Is that going to go somewhere?
Hello.
Hi, is this room 110?
No, this is 10.
Oh, 10, I'm sorry. Where are you calling from up here at the front desk about an issue that's been occurring? I guess a complaint that was lodged against your room.
Not my room. I have made a noise.
Okay. They were saying, and I asked them to confirm because I didn't want to call and make false accusations or anything like that or wake you up at an untimely hour. But they said that you were in your room and you had brought your motorcycle in your room and that you were revving the engine.
No, that's not me.
Okay, so were you riding a motorcycle?
No. Well, I'm riding a motorcycle.
You have a motorcycle.
This weekend, but my motorcycle hasn't been cranked since I checked in today.
I see. So at no point did you bring it into your room? Like, I understand some people, like, they want to wash their bike and stuff, but we don't have the facilities for you to do it outside.
Nope.
And they'll bring them in, and they'll be, pretty respectful about the room and just kind of sponge bath it and things like that. But you didn't bring it into your room, turn it on,
nope.
Start revving it?
Nope. Matter of fact, you woke me up.
I woke you up. Okay. All right. Give me
but
just
this is
a
room,
second.
Matter of fact, this is room...
10.
This is room 11.
No, this is 10.
No, this is room 11 you called.
No, listen. I dial the numbers up here at the front desk. This is 10. Motherfucker you.
I'm telling you the room I'm in is 11, and that's the phone that rang.
Listen, I work here at the front desk, and I'm telling you what room you're in. You're in 10. Motherfucker you. I don't know, but we did just find one that we could dial into. That's what I like to see.
Jesse, how can I help you?
Hey, Jesse. There's a guy in room 11, and he's making a lot of noise.
Oh, okay.
I knocked down his door and asked him to keep it quiet, and I don't know how he did this, but he has his motorcycle inside of the room, and he turned it on, and he's been revving the engine.
Okay.
I asked him to please stop, and then he just revved it more. And he goes,
okay.
And like he started making noises over it, like over the engine, even louder. And he's like, everybody wants to be like me. Everyone wants to be like me.
All right. Well, he put the bike in his room?
Yeah, it's in the room, and he keeps cranking it over, and he keeps pulling the throttle, and like the whole room's smoky.
Okay, let me call the.
It smells like a group of mechanics came in there and had a sex oil party.
All right, let me call my boss then because I know I can't have that right now, so I'm probably...
Yeah, why would you bring a bike inside and, like, put it in your room? Like, bikes belong outside.
Hold on, okay.
And then he asked me to come suck the tailpipe. He's like, hey, put your mouth on a tailpipe.
Okay, hold on, just... okay. Well, I'll have to do this something about this anyways.
I'll hang on the line here real quick and see what the resolution is to this.
Hello, Jocelyn. Hey, I had someone complaining about this person in room 11 that I don't know if it's true, but he said that he took his motorcycle inside the room and it smelled like smoke, and they just keep on revving the engine and told him to be quiet, but he was being loud and rowdy before, but he did it on purpose and supposedly taking the bike in the room. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you want me to do?
Can you call him and say, do you have your bike in the room?
Yeah. Well, I could go knock and just see.
Yeah, just go down there, because, you know, they have, you know, people are trying to see.
Mm-hmm. And if he has a bike in his room, what do I do?
I don't know how you got it sent in there. Can't get it to the door.
Yeah, that's what I...
Hello? Hello? Come back. Oh, you cut me off mid-story, man. That's like when you're watching a good movie and the fucking news breaks in with a special report. This is bullshit. I gotta call back. I gotta know how this ends.
Room 12.
Hey, 12. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Good. I'm over here in 11.
Yes.
Listen, don't snitch on me or anything, but I snuck my motorcycle into my room. Like, I just pushed it in here, and I'm going to turn it on for a little bit, and I'm going to rev the engine because I got to work some bad fuel through it. I just want to let you know it's going to get a little loud.
In room 11?
Yeah.
My buddy's in room 11.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, listen, me and him, he just called me over. I have a listing on Facebook Marketplace, and I put these chaps, these leather chaps, and then he told me to come in, and then we rolled the bike in here, and we're going to turn it on.
Sure, whatever, man.
I'm going to put my mouth on his tailpipe.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to suck his dick.
Hello, Sturgeon Lodge and Suites.
Hi, what happened with the guy in 11? Yeah, the phone disconnected.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't a bike inside his room or anything at all. He opened the door, and it wasn't him.
Oh, it wasn't him?
No, it wasn't him. He was some other old guy. He was, like, laying down, too, and he told me his bike was right outside, and he told me I could go touch the motorcycle.
But that's the thing. He told me, he goes, hey, I'm going to roll this outside. Because I said, hey, I'm going to call them at the front desk. And he says, yeah? Well, I'm going to fucking roll it outside before they even get here, so you'll look stupid.
Uh-huh.
And then he took it outside?
I don't know, I guess, but I don't know how he could probably even fit the motorcycle.
Yeah,
in
I don't
there.
Know how, because I was like, you can't do that. So I'm going to go call him right now. And then him and another guy, I think it was the guy from 12, came over, and then they picked up the bike and they tried pushing it out the window to try to get it back out real quick without coming through the hallway.
What? How the hell are they going to pick it up?
I don't know. It was two men. I mean, it was two guys, and like they propped up the front, the wheels onto the window, and then they were trying to pick the back up, and they were trying to shove it out the window. I think you better call your boss back.
Nah, well, he just told me to tell him if there was any noise complaint. I can't do anything else because I didn't see anything, but all I could do is just watch the cameras and see, like, if they...
Okay. Because
I could look at room 11 through here and 12.
Well, he farted too, and I want to report that.
Okay. Well, I told him that there was a noise complaint. That's it.
Yeah, that's the noise complaint. He came to my door. He knocked. This was after I made the complaint, and I said I was gonna call. He came to my door, and he knocked on the door, and I saw it was him, and I opened the door, and then he turned around, and he farted, and then he walked away.
I'm sorry to laugh about that, but yeah.
He assaulted me.
Yeah,
I
can't do nothing about
that. He farted aggressively at me, and I want to file a report.
I know, but well, you should do that with him, you know, because I can't do anything besides...
Well, I mean, if you guys are going to let him bring his bike and stuff into the room, I should be able to bring my jet ski into the pool area.
But I didn't see him bringing the bike in there.
I want to ride my jet ski in the pool.
And then I'm like, I'm watching the camera from here from now on because you already told me this. I'm basically here on watch duty now because of what you're telling me. You know, so
save
what do
the
you
clock
want me to
tower.
Do? I could only do what my boss tells me.
Yeah. How long you been here? How long you been working here?
Not that long.
Not that long. Is it a good job? A lot of problems? No problems? What's the matter?
Why?
Oh, I'm just wondering. Just make a conversation.
No, not really.
Man, you act like I'm going to commit like identity theft against you and then fuck your mother or something. That's not my intentions at all. I'm not trying to be your father.
Are you trying to like offend me? Like
no,
because I didn't do anything and that kind of that's kind of funny though. You're probably trying to do that.
No, I'm not Polly. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, you kind of just talked about my mother, but she shouldn't even be in your mouth in the first place.
Well, she shouldn't have put it in my mouth then.
I was just laying
down, and she came over and put it right in my mouth.
Sounds nice. Maybe you should go tell her again.
She needs to get her oil changed. She needs to get her vaginal fluids changed.
Okay. Sounds so.
They're expired.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all that I could help you with, or you need something else to get you hard too, bro?
Listen. I ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, this is Iron Horse Inn. You tried to call?
Yeah. Listen, somebody is causing problems over here. I'm trying to have intercourse with my wife. It's our anniversary. Someone keeps knocking on my door and running away.
Okay, what room?
I'm in 12.
I think you have the wrong motel.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, we don't have a 12.
I'm in 12. Hello, stupid. Are you there?
Don't call me stupid.
Well, I mean,
you're saying
I'm not in 12. That makes you stupid because I'm in 12, stupid.
Okay, are you in Deadwood or are you in Whitewood?
What? I'm in Whitewood. Stupid.
Well, we have a 112, and don't call me stupid.
Fucking ignorant.
Hold it in.
Hi, who do I talk to? I guess I didn't know when I booked this place that there was going to be such an abundance of people, like, on motorcycles around here. Like, is this something special going on?
Yep, that happens every year. It's the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Oh, okay. But I thought it was really weird. Like, I guess maybe you guys expect this all the time. I've never seen somebody just take their bike into their room with them.
Yeah, it happens every year in August.
Okay, yeah, this guy just, he had the kickstand up. He didn't start it or anything, but he just rolled it right into his room. And he's got it in there. But, like, it was leaking oil, so, like, oil's getting all over the place. And I keep hearing tools and clanking and stuff, and I'm not sure what's going on. But if this is something you say happens all the time, then I guess I'm all right with it.
What room?
He's over in 136. See, there's just sounds. All that, like, he's doing some type of work in there.
Yeah, they're not supposed to have their bikes in the room.
I didn't think so either. But I didn't want because this guy looks scary. He's got a beard. He's got a lot of leather on. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine. I'll have someone go down and ask what's going on.
Okay, because if you want, I'll ask them, but I don't know, because he's scary looking.
Oh, it's fine. I'll run down there and see what's going on.
Okay, like, I'll knock for you. Hang on.
Oh, no, it's fine. I got it. Thank you, though.
Excuse me, sir. Can you answer the... Hello? Answer the door, please. I'm under the authority of the front desk. You have to answer this door now. Ah, motherfucker! That's my fucking eye! Oh! Oh!
Hawaii, can I help you?
Hi, I need to get some people over to help me do some moving. Do you guys do that?
Did you moving?
Well, I just have a couple pieces of furniture that I need taken out to the U-Haul truck.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we're a party rental company.
Okay, do you have tables?
Yeah, we rent tables.
Okay, I need tables, because these guys over here, they were bringing me tables, and they stubbed their toe, and now they're over here, and their feet are hurt. And so they're making a big to-do about it. They're like, oh, we can't move your tables without another extra $50. You hear them in the background? They're like, oh, they're so hurt. Look, you fucking babies. So I got to get some new tables.
Those fucking babies.
These guys in the background, you don't hear them? I'm right next to them, and they stub their toe on a little hole.
Hear them.
Yeah. Let me put you on speakerphone. You can call them fucking babies if you want. See, you're fucking babies. But I gotta get some.
Have fun.
I gotta get some tables.
Have fun with your crank calls.
My crank calls? What do you mean?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. So listen. I'm gonna need you to bring our local little landmark back there, bud.
You need what?
You like stealing shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, you need to bring it back.
Well, listen to me. You take that shoe and you shove it up your fucking ass, bitch. You understand what I just told you?
Listen, I'm monitoring.
You take that high heel shoe.
I'm monitoring your location right now. Come out the front door.
Okay.
Come outside.
Come out that front door. I'm going to freaking shove that shoe up your ass.
Listen,
you understand me?
Come out the front door.
Listen to me,
be
motherfucker.
Calm.
You know that high heel of this shoe?
I do.
It's going right up your ass.
Hey,
I'll be there in a second.
Be calm. Come out the door now. I'm watching. Why have you not come outside yet?
Are you going to suck my dick or what?
Listen, you open the door.
Listen,
you come out with your hands up.
You suck my dick, motherfucker.
We're going to take you back.
We're
going to take you back to the lair. We're going to take you back to the lair.
You're going to suck my dick right now.
You will be engaging in indentured servitude with us from now on.
Whatever.
You will be ours. Hello.
Hello.
I have a problem in my room.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can, because I've been drinking a little bit, and I'm not sure how this happened. You know the toilet? I went to sleep, and by sleep, I mean I passed out.
Okay.
And I went to use the little wee-wee's room. In my room, and somebody is being a jokester. Who has access to the pipes under my toilet? Because somebody is saying, talking shit through the toilet, and they're whispering, they're saying, you're not a good person, and I flushed it in their face, and they still keep talking and laughing.
Sure, I can't help you with that.
So, that's not the problem. Like, I thought I was going to shut him up. I don't want to put something. So, I put in the toilet, I put the sheets from my bed, and I flushed it.
Oh, man, come on.
And no.
You can't do that.
But now, that's not the problem. Now, there's water. And I flush the toilet. See, I flush the toilet. And now water comes up, and it's on the floor, and it gets my socks wet.
Stop flushing the toilet.
I can't. What?
Stop flushing the toilet. Sir, stop flushing the toilet.
No, but you see my predicament now, right? Like,
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the room if you're gonna keep vandalizing the room.
I'm not vandalizing. I'm trying to flush it and.
Stop flushing the toilet, sir. Stop flushing the toilet.
Stop flushing.
Stop flushing. Stop flushing the toilet.
Okay.
Because you're flooding your room out, and now I've got people coming down here telling me there's water going in their rooms.
But that's the problem. Is the person was on the other side of the toilet or the pipes, And they were talking, and then the sheets from my bed went in the toilet.
What room are you? What room are you in, sir?
I'm in the bathroom.
No, what room? What room number?
What room? Where do I find that? I'm in the bathroom right now.
I need to know the room number you're in, sir.
Where do I find the room number? I'm telling you, I've had people told me it was rice vinegar, like rice.
I need you to tell me the number of the room that you're in, sir.
But that's, where do I find it? Please tell me.
It's on the front of the door, the front door.
The front door. Hang on. I got to go to the other room. I'm going to set the phone down right here, and I'm going to go to the other room. I'm going to go look. Okay? Hang on.
Okay, give me a minute. I've got an emergency here. Stop flushing the toilet, sir. Go look at the front door.
I'm looking at the front door. It wasn't me. Alright, I'm back. There's nothing on the outside of the bathroom door.
No, not the bathroom door, the front door of your room. Are you in room 112?
112, I think so, but let me confirm. There's nothing on the outside. You said on the outside of the bathroom door, but there's nothing.
I did not say the bathroom door, sir. Your front door to your motel room.
Oh, the outside door?
Yes.
All right, hang on. I'll put the phone back down. I can't walk and carry this phone at the same time. I'll put this down.
Oh, my God. Stop flushing the toilet, sir.
It wasn't me. I'm in 112.
You're in 112?
Yes.
You're not in 112, sir. There's nobody in that room.
No, because there's no people below me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you go outside and look at your front door?
All right. I'm put the phone down. Hang on. I'm back. What did you want me to do?
Look at your front door and tell me the number on it.
Oh, front door. That's what I was doing. All right, hang on. I'm gonna put the phone back down. Hello?
I'm still here. I'm waiting for you to tell me the number.
115 is
okay. Thank you.
What? Hello.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, Austin. This is Patsy. I can help you.
Hi. Listen, I my TV. You know the TV in here.
What room are you in?
Listen. I've been drinking. I don't even know what day of the weekend it is. But the problem is the air conditioner in here broke. I bumped into it and I broke it. And the problem, I had to take the TV apart to fix the air conditioner. I had to take the tube out of the TV. And now my TV
took my TV apart?
Yeah, now the TV doesn't work and I gotta watch the news.
What room are you in?
That's what I'm saying. Where I find that I drink way too much.
Go out your door and look out the door. On the door.
Out the door. I don't see anything on the bathroom door. I'm looking and I don't see anything.
Like on the door? Like as soon as you open the door, there's not a number on your door?
On the bathroom door? No, I don't see nothing.
No, the outside of your door.
The outside door. Outside? Alright, hang on. Hang on. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
I need to know where you're at.
Hang on. I'm using the bathroom. You're going to have to hang on a second. But let me tell you, the TV is broken. Like, the TV, I got to watch the news. I work for CNN. And I got to call in soon to give an update. And the TV is broken. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I had to take 6 screws out of the TV and a tube to fix the air conditioner. And I thought I could fix the TV by taking the shower head apart, but that's just broke now.
Why are you missing out my hotel room just to fix something? That's why you call us.
It's because your air conditioner was broke.
I understand that, but you should have called us before you even started tearing apart our equipment.
Yeah, but the air conditioner is fixed. The TV is still broken. I need 6 screws and a new tube so I could fix it.
I need you to figure out what room you're at, sir.
I'm in the bathroom and it's wet. So that's when I took the toilet apart.
What?
I had to take the toilet apart. I needed some of the screws out of the lever thing that flushes it. Hang on. I think I'm getting trouble for this. I'm going to three-way my
lawyer.
Do not
cross any wires.
That's my lawyer. I just three-wayed him in.
You what?
My lawyer. Let me go. That was my lawyer. I just three-wayed in my lawyer.
I need to figure out what room you're at.
Ted,
is what I'm trying to
Ted, these women are accusing me of breaking stuff in the room. What is CNN's attorney policy?
Oh, you can do whatever you want as long as you ask for forgiveness.
Ma'am, my lawyer says I have to get your forgiveness in writing.
I need to figure out what room you're in, sir.
Ted, should I tell them what room I'm in, or should I not? I keep it myself.
I don't know if I would advise you as my client to disclose your room number. You could give her, like,
so
one of the numbers.
He's on my property, though. I need to figure out what room he's on because he's on my property, and he's tearing up my stuff.
And I didn't disclose to them that I have a criminal record either. I didn't tell them that. Can I give her one of the numbers, Ted? Like,
yeah, but you can't tell her whether it's the first, second, or third number. She has to figure it out.
Oh, the Price is Right defense? Oh, I like it.
Are you serious? Like, you're sitting there telling him not to tell me a number, but yet
he's got
what kind of lawyer?
He's got the lawyer degree. I'm just a simple anchor man.
Yeah, I went to Harvard.
I don't even wear pants under the desk
I
when I do.
He went to Harvard. Sir, but you're telling him wrong, but I'm trying to find him, and he's destroying my property.
Do you have a degree? I have a degree.
Man,
fuck. She hooked the fuck up right there. She the fuck?
I can help you.
I dropped my phone, and it got disconnected. I got my attorney back on, and now I got you.
Okay, so what do you want me to do, sir?
I need these amenities fixed, otherwise I'm not paying my bill.
Well, then you can get out. I mean, if you're not going to pay your bill, you need to leave.
You need to fix the TV. You need to fix the toilet. And
you're the one over there taking it apart, sir, so how are we going to try to fix something if you're over there missing something up? My air conditioner, my TV, and my shower.
But I fixed the air conditioner. You got to pay me for my time.
We are not paying you for destroying our property, sir.
Ted, file a lawsuit and put this bitch on the lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm gonna. there are labor laws, ma'am. and you need to pay him at least minimum wage for taking apart the room.
I'm not a slave.
I'm calling Motel 6, Austin. This is Michelle. How can I help you?
Michelle, today? Are you with that lady I was just talking to?
Which lady, sir?
She told me, because I told her I was drunk, and I fell and I broke some things in the room. And she told me I have to leave. And now I'm in my car drunk, and I'm speeding down the road. And I hope she's happy. I hope she's happy with everything. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. God. Oh my God.
You know, I may be, but I think I'm gonna have to drop you as a client after this.
She gave me permission to drive drunk. She told me to get out of the hotel. She said, "You won't crash your car," is what she said. In a car that crashed. It's all her fault. I'd be in bed sleeping watching TV right now if it wasn't for her. She told me...
I see what...
She told me, get out!
She's an accomplice.
Yeah. There's a fucking train going by right now. Uh-oh. I'm gonna yell at the train.
You know, I've had it being your... Just step in front of this train.
Fine, I'm gonna step in front of this train. It's all over now, motherfucker. Come get me, train. The train couldn't finish the job. I'm still here.
I'm half the man I used to be.
Lawyer Ted, I think I'm a god. The train couldn't finish the job.
Mounted my torso on a horse. I would be centaur mad.
Maybe I'm part machine.
Am?
Ma'am, we found out something very important. It turns out I'm a god.
We got hit by a train, but we're still here. Ma'am?
You stupid bitch. Answer the phone.
Hi, sir. Are you still on the line?
No, I just got hit by a train. I'm dead.
You just didn't hear that whole thing with the train and the screaming and all that stuff?
It traumatized me.
It did? Well, I'm a lawyer. I could sue my client here on your behalf.
No.
We could have dueling...
Get her money for a mesothelioma lawsuit. Don't sue me.
Ma'am, did you drink the water at Camp Lejeune?
Okay, I don't understand what is going on. I was
Camp Lejeune. Camp Lejeune, you know, with the bottle. The drinking of the water. What is your problem?
A few moments later.
Ma'am, are you okay? Are you actually traumatized? What happened?
What happened?
Yes, I am, because I was trying to assist you.
Okay, and so what happened? What traumatized you?
Everything that happened on the call.
What happened?
What happened? Everything happened.
What happened?
What happened to you?
Everything happened, and then she transferred us the fuck out.
Everything.
Damn, that's where the man. Maybe she did actually get shook when she thought that we fucking wrecked the car and the train. Like it was pretty over the top. Nothing should have registered as real with her, but.